Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 15th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always incredibly simple, steady as a rock. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America to get that done. We don't need a revolution, folks, but a restoration using the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers ought to do the trick very nicely. A good, honest, moral people standing together using the principles our founding fathers gave us. Absolutely the answer. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing marvelous indeed. A quick recap of yesterday's show brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com or simply smile and dial 877-817-9829. The Orlando gunman was on the terror watch list. That's what the FBI director says, according to the New York Times. Mateen also had active security officer and firearms licenses, according to Florida records. Mr. Mateen, believe it or not, traveled twice to Saudi Arabia in 2011 and 12. Yeah, bottom line is this guy was known to the feds. This guy had ties to Islam. The government won't admit it. Trump will. Barack argues, what difference does it make what words we use as he attacks the American people and our right to keep and bear arms over it? They also tie it to this idea that, oh, man, he hated gays, but yet, well, maybe he was gay. We don't know. And sideshows everywhere. The bottom line is violence everywhere. Nobody had a gun to stop this thug, except finally 3 hours later the cops did. Guns in the hands of good, honest Americans is the answer. If somebody could have had a shoot me not or a rape me not, then this thug wouldn't have went on such a long rampage. Somebody would have just taken him out, that simple. I also don't understand all these different people laying on the ground say, we heard him reload, reload. It took a minute to reload. Why didn't somebody rush him during the reload time? What I hear out of this story does not make sense to me, folks. 300-plus people, an armed guard, as far as we understand, engaged in a shooting match with him right at the start, right when he went in, but the armed guard ran away, we're told. Every stopgap measure that could have prevented this turned into a failure, as is often the case with the FBI over and over and over. And at some point, instead of looking at taking away guns from good people, taking away defense mechanisms and solutions from good people, we just seem to always focus on the wrong issues. It's amazing. Why did this guy have active security officers and firearms licenses with the rhetoric he was spewing, with traveling overseas, with having ties to terrorist individuals? What on earth is going on around here? Answer, it isn't about stopping terrorism. The government created ISIS, in which he had ties to. See, they don't want to stop this. What they want to do is get you so paranoid, so absolutely freaked out that you'll give up all your God-given rights. And the founders warned us, you do that and you won't have liberty or security, folks. That's the bottom line here. All right, Democrats are pushing gay rights and gun control legislation while Republicans sit paralyzed, dumbfounded. The only one that can speak out is Donald. Woman pleads guilty to defacing rocks at 7 national parks. I kid you not. There's a new reality in America, ladies and gentlemen, at public gatherings. They're going to have dogs, metal detectors, searches everywhere. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we had our guest on, Mr. Alan Phillips, attorney at law. His two websites, vaccinerights.com and pandemicresponseproject.com. We also talked about John Lott and the book, More Guns, Less Crime. Yeah, great book. John Lott's book, More Guns, Less Crime. We also talked about, quote, mental illness. The federal government is suggesting that we ought to have mandatory psychiatric evaluations for all Americans. The whole idea is psychotic. And the bottom line is they're going to have the government determine, you don't give those right answers, Sam. You're crazy. I say what they're doing is turning this into a totalitarianism government. That is a political system in which the state recognizes no limits to its authority, and it strives, listen, to regulate every aspect of public and private life wherever feasible. I'm telling you, this is a dangerous precedent being set right now. And I don't hear a single Republican, except for Donald, even speaking out against these people. Where's Rand Paul? Where's Ron Paul? Where's all these so-called conservative leaders? Left-wing activists in bed with the ACLU blame Christians for Orlando attack. I kid you not. And by the way, is it possible that Donald Trump does not want to be elected? One of his best friends going on the TV circuit making that claim that Donald doesn't really want to be elected. Details at libertynewsdaily.com. By the way, have you seen the vaccine documentary yet called Vaxxed? You got to check out that film ASAP. It'll be out soon. Why do I say have you seen it if it'll be out soon? Because it'll be out on DVD and available to download and on new media services soon. But it's been in the theaters for a bit now. Blocked from all the film festivals. No one wants to talk about the link that is so obvious where the government was involved in a cover-up that is beyond imagination. The film is called Vaxxed. When you get a chance, watch it. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's still available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. It's also available online, archived for your convenience at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And our great friend, brother in Liberty, fellow talk show host, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. His radio program is called The Political Cesspool. His website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Well-known author of the book, Racism, Smacism. Talk show host at Liberty, at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Available now, Mr. James Edwards, brother in Liberty. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Sam, I'll freely admit that I am a homer, but even though I may be a homer for this network, I also still am able to maintain my objectivity. And I will say for everyone listening that your coverage of what's happened in Orlando has just been so professional and so precise. It's no wonder, as I reflect on the things that we've accomplished or that you and this network have accomplished, to be clear, over the course of especially the last 6 months, but really going back years and years and years as you've toiled in this vineyard to see the fruit coming in and to see this harvest come to fruition. This has been the year that the alternative media, more than ever before, is supplanting and replacing the establishment, and I'm just so happy to be a part of it the way that I am.
The yesteryear media is melting down. There's been reports released just over the last few days. Nobody trusts newspapers. Nobody trusts the mainstream press anymore. People realize they're a sham. People realize they basically lie. People realize how dishonest and manipulated and sleight of hand their reporting really is, and we're starting to see more and more of that, and that's the good news, because people are finding places they can go for real news. LibertyNewsRadio.com for incredible talk shows. LibertyNewsDaily.com for incredible radio and news stories with the who, what, when, where, why, details of stories. People want that. They're getting that, and it's delightful to see. However, again, to prove how much the mainstream press lies, they're lying about the Donald. They're lying about us. There's a headline, quote, Trump campaign revokes Washington press credentials. Now there's websites literally tracking all the mainstream press credentials that the Donald revokes, James.
Well, this was an incredibly encouraging story for us to find, Sam. So basically what's happened is, and you may have it pulled up in front of you at the studio, I don't at this moment, but
yeah, let me give you a tidbit. Effectively prohibiting journalists from one of the nation's largest newspapers from joining the, quote, traveling press corps of the presumptive nominee Donald Trump. Now, they say barring journalists is an almost unheard of practice for a modern presidential candidate. The Post is the latest major newspaper that Mr. Trump is barred from his rallies and his events this year, following Politico, BuzzFeed, The Huffington Post and others. In a Facebook page, or post, I should say, on his page on Monday, Mr. Trump accused the Washington Post of, listen to this, incredibly inaccurate coverage in reporting and deemed it phony and dishonest. Although he has granted frequent interviews to those guys in the past, he's now pulling the plug. It's not immediately clear if Mr. Trump will ban them completely or if he'll still give interviews and talk to them. They say Mr. Trump has a propensity to attack the news media, but then he has been known to criticize these same reporters. And then, well, he has kind of an idea where he'll kind of meet with them later in kind of a civil meeting. Let's talk about this. James Edwards with us, thepoliticalcesspool.org, in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, James Edwards on your radio. So the Washington Post absolutely got shut down by the Donald. And it's kind of funny to watch how the mainstream press responds. See, if we get kicked out of something, they're like, yeah, you're a racist anyway. Who cares? But when the Trump campaign revokes the Washington Post credentials, they freak. This guy named Martin Barron, he happens to be the executive editor over there at the Post. He issued a statement on Monday calling Mr. Trump's action nothing less than a repudiation of the role of the free and independent press. Now, here's the problem, Martin. The free and independent press doesn't have the right to libel and slander. And so now Trump talking about opening up these libel and slander laws to try to make things better so that there's a little bit of accountability. Now, James Edwards can't speak to this, so we'll leave this off the table for James. But I'm going to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, last week on the broadcast, we broke down James Edwards' lawsuit against the Detroit, Michigan newspaper because they lied about James Edwards and said he was one of the leaders of the Ku Klux Klan. They're nuts on parade. They're crazy. They didn't check their facts. They're wrong. See, that kind of stuff is out of line. And it destroys people's lives and destroys character. Okay, this is the thing they're doing to the Donald, too. Donald never said that Barack was in with the shooter in Florida. He did say that Barack doesn't have an appropriate strong man, if you will, response. He did say that the Donald's weak on this and that the Donald has some compromising questions in his life. Like, and Donald didn't say this, but I would say like the ring on his left hand, like his tie to Islam, like his birth in who knows where. I mean, we go on and on and on, right? His funding of the Muslim Brotherhood with weapons and training and everything else. The idea that the United States built ISIS. How does that all work when you back into this discussion? And the answer is Donald isn't taking off the gloves yet like he should, but he is pointing out reality. And these newspapers go ballistic because they're all in bed with the Donald. They're all in bed with Barack against the Donald. That's kind of the start of this discussion, James. It's a battle about what should be covered by who, how, where, what, when, and why. And these people don't stick with those facts. They pretty much make up their own narrative based on these lies that have got us in this situation in America where we're afraid to even be Americans, sir.
You've done such a good job of setting the table on this story. I feel as though there's very little left for me to add. But if you would give me a couple of minutes, I'll try to unpack this thing the way I see it. So, let's remind the audience of terms here and the importance of terms and definitions. The Washington Post, along with the New York Times, are probably the two most well-known newspapers of record in the world, certainly in the United States, the Washington Post and the New York Times. But Donald Trump is calling them dishonest and phony and discredited, which they are. Let's remember that there is a difference between establishment news sources like the Washington Post and the New York Times and the mainstream. I see the establishment as basically being mouthpieces for the regime, whereas mainstream media is media such as this network that actually aligns with the views that most middle Americans living in Main Street USA hold. So when you come down to the Washington Post and the New York Times and all of these other daily newspapers and establishment television and talk programs, you get very little diversity, if I may use that word, especially in the print media, though. The print media speaks with one voice. The establishment, mouthpiece for the regime, enforcers of political correctness, they all believe that transvestites should be able to go to the bathroom with little girls. They are all anti-Trump. So we are the mainstream. We're on the AM radio, just like some of these other big boys. We are the people's champion. There's a difference between the establishment and the mainstream. Now, getting down to this story, again, there is a difference, too, between a reporter. A reporter goes in without an agenda and, in the classic sense, covers the who, what, where, when, and why for his or her audience or reader. That's somewhat similar to a journalist, but a reporter and a journalist is certainly very different than commentators. Commentators offer biased opinions on stories, and that is what almost all of the establishment press corps has devolved into. They are the enforcers of political correctness. They are commentators. They don't go to cover Trump objectively and without an opinion. They go in there to smear him and just put a different city and dateline on their article. So I'm all for a free and independent press, but the Washington Post is a great example of exactly what the free and independent press is not. You know, so this is where we're at. And I think Trump does have a right to ban commentators who are just coming in there to smear him. It's not that they disagree with him. That's fine. We can all take heat. God knows this network can. But this is where I think Trump is right. Normally, as principal, I would say, you know, let the press come. But I have had so much experience with the press over the 11 years I've been in radio that I feel the exact same way as Trump. And that is, in fact, what this article wraps up with, that Trump has banned all of these free and independent sources like the Washington Post and all these other just liberal mouthpieces. But they have offered credentials Trump has to disreputable media like James Edwards and Alex Jones. So we're mentioned in this story as being the disreputable media that just so happens, by the way, to be in line with the majority of voters in this country, whereas the establishment that is now getting banned from covering Trump's rallies are really the good guys. And it's just incredible to watch them spin this yarn as dishonest as they are, and they have to know how dishonest they are, Sam.
I think you're right, and here's the interesting tidbit to me about this. Why would they mention James Edwards in this article? Okay, the Donald basically rejects the mainstream press. They don't like it, so they freak out and say, by golly, you know, we have the First Amendment and the independent press, and man, this is this guy smacks a tyranny, and it's evil, and it's wrong, and we got to, and then all of a sudden, they somehow add Alex Jones and you in there. I don't really understand why. I'm not sure what you guys have in the who, what, when, where, why of the story. And by the way, that's the way we need to learn to look at news, folks, like they used to in the days gone past. I'm not sure why you're in the story at all, and I'm not sure why Alex Jones is in the story at all, except for what they want to do is call the three of you absolute racists and absolute despots, is what they kind of want to make people believe that you guys are. It's an absolute lie, but they're doing it because they know they can walk the line. If they don't push too far, they can, quote, say anything they want to about a popular person, and it's fine. However, when Trump says that about them, it's not fine. And the double standard is getting exposed right now.
Well, this is one of the things that's so encouraging about Trump, of course, is his utter disdain for the media, which again places him in line with the majority of the country. And you've seen poll after poll, Sam, and I think one that you mentioned even earlier in tonight, this morning show, rather, that shows once again that the trust that the American people have in the establishment press is at an all-time low. And of course, by mentioning us and Alex Jones in this piece, it's supposed to be a smear on Trump that he's associating with radicals like Edwards and Jones, whereas the honest truth tellers at the Washington Post are getting the shiv from Trump. But no one buys that narrative anymore. And surely they're desperate, but they have to have some sense of reality, or maybe they are just that disconnected with reality that they believe that they should have the voice and we shouldn't. But no matter what, the die is cast and things are changing in this nation. Thank God, and not a moment too soon.
All right, where do we go from here? I'm not even sure why you guys are mentioned in the story, although it's kind of nice that you are, because it proves that you're not as tiny as they would like you to believe. At first, they ignore you and pretend you don't even exist. They act like you're just a blip on the map. But when the biggest news services in the world point directly at us, and the reason I say us is because it's Alex Jones, it's James Edwards in this case. They leave me out of it because they know that I'll attack them so hard they'll probably never recover. Nevertheless, the fact is that we're the syndicator of your show. They know that we're making such a difference that it's now, they used to ignore us in hopes to stop us. Now they've taken off the gloves and say we've got to attack back to stop them. But I'm here to tell you it's not going to work. James will respond in seconds. We've got to mix Kurt into this too. Hold on.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Indiana resident James Wesley Howell, who was reported to police in Santa Monica after parking his car the wrong way in the street, was arrested after police found weapons, ammunition, and chemicals described as a precursor to an improvised explosive device. A search of his vehicle also reportedly discovered camouflage clothing and a security badge. In police custody, the 20-year-old reportedly told officers that he intended to harm the gay pride parade scheduled to take place in nearby West Hollywood. Could the Democrats field the first all-female presidential ticket? A growing chorus on the liberal left certainly hopes so, and eagerly anticipates the prospect of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren as Hillary Clinton's running mate. In recent weeks, Warren has assumed a role traditionally played by running mates, namely assailing the rival party's standard-bearer, thereby allowing the nominee to float above the fray and appear presidential. Asked by Democratic partisan Rachel Maddow of MSNBC whether she felt prepared to assume the presidency if the need arose, Warren replied, "Yes, I do." In addition to visiting Orlando's Pulse Club at least a dozen times prior to the June 12th attack, Omar Mateen used a gay dating app called Jacked to inquire about nightclubs. Local resident Kevin West told ABC News that Mateen contacted him through the app 3 months ago to ask what clubs are popping and things of that sort. West recalled, "I remember telling him, oh, you can just look it up online because I don't go out that much." For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The largest yesteryear discredited rags, newspapers, in the world are attacking us, ladies and gentlemen, because we're right over the target, and they know it. And they used to ignore us when we were smaller, but now we're getting big enough to where they cannot ignore us any longer. They've got to strike back. They tried to strike back with big old long prose of dishonesty. The fact is, though, Sam Bushman and others have gone at these people, including James Edwards, so hard, they don't know what hit them. They're freaking out. James has a lawsuit over this right now, and they don't know what to do. And so what's happening is they're pulling out the biggest attorney groups in the country to fight this. But they've now created their slander to one-liners, where they know they can check out a one-liner, make it basically true, and then just... by sleight of hand, mention us while they attack somebody else so hard that, well, unless somebody else fights back, they can get away with it. See, that's the problem. But they've resorted to one-liners for us, James. They'll just take, like the one-liner, like the white nationalist James Edwards, and then they point to a previous article in which we beat him up over and over and over about. That's all they can resort to do now, because they know if they do more than that, we will absolutely slaughter them, force them to print retractions, sue them. The list goes on and on, and they know better now. You can see the fruits of our labors in the one-liners they write. That's the best they can do now.
Sam, it's interesting that you mentioned this slur that they label me as a white nationalist. And I say it's interesting because they know better. They know that I've never claimed that term. Sam, we have a family problem. I'm going to have to call you back.
We'll let you fly. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Kurt, I want you to chime into this. They've now resorted to one-liners, Kurt, to deal with this, because I've attacked Politico. They had to print a retraction because they lied about me. Now James Edwards sues this Detroit newspaper. I've called up several reporters, and after talking to me, they decide not to print their stories. I'm telling you, we're sick of their lies, Kurt. We're sick of their dishonesty. We're sick of their sleight of hand, intentional manipulations of who we are and what we stand for, sir.
You know, I don't understand your being upset, Sam. This is just par for the course. You just got to be planning on people just lying and telling facts that aren't really facts, and just, these are the media. You're supposed to just give them a pass and do whatever they well, say, however they make up a story, you're just supposed to go with it.
They basically said that I was friends with David Duke and that I've interviewed David Duke, and neither are true. Now, I'm not David Duke's enemy, but I wouldn't say I've never met the guy in my life. I've talked to him on the phone before because I put him on the radio for somebody, so I was the board op, and I said, hey, David, you ready to go on the radio? And he said, yes, and then we put him on the air and stuff like that. But I've never really met the guy in my life. I don't know him. I'm not saying he's not a friend. Everybody's a friend until proven otherwise. David Duke in the past has done some things that I completely disagree with. Nevertheless, that doesn't mean that I'm going to throw him to the wolves. I don't even know the guy. How am I going to judge the guy? Okay? But yet they want you to believe that I've interviewed him and that I'm friends with him. See, they don't even do their research. They're lying. And that's where they've been forced to print retractions and et cetera, on these things. It's amazing. They claim that I'm a white supremacist. Where do you get that, Kurt? Where is there a white supremacist nature in my past? Is it when I introduced David A. Clark Jr. At the National Press Club? Is that where my white supremacy came out?
Yeah, sure that they would say that. They'll give you no credit for any of the things that prove that you're not something they accuse you of being. And then just make up things as they go. And I remember way back in 92, I think, is the first time I saw this happening. I thought I was at some event where later I watched the coverage or I read about it. I don't remember if it was print or, a video or whatever, TV. But I thought, man, that I was there and that wasn't what I saw. And it was my, I guess you could say, initial exposure to the idea that, well, he who owns the media makes the rules, as you've taught us for so long.
Yeah, that's right. And, but the new media is taking center stage. These yesteryear dishonest folks, they used to have absolute gatekeeping control. They're losing that so fast they don't even know what to do with themselves, Kurt. I mean, look, coverage, respect for these people is at an all-time low. I'm not sure. They're just like barely above Congress, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, and the key thing here, we know that in any industry, competition makes the product better. That's what we're seeing in the media. If the old type media will not embrace truth and actually, give real news, then they're just being put basically on the shelf, and folks are embracing the places they can find the facts.
Let me give you an example. John Stewart, he's kind of that comedian dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They say he's a more trusted news service now than MSNBC. That's what the latest polls show, according to the Huffington Post rag that attacked us too, Kurt.
Well. And why would that be, though? People, number one, at least I believe that people enjoy a little bit of humor in there.
Yes, they do, sir.
Number two, they also recognize that typically everyone has a bias. Everybody is, it's just impossible unless you're some kind of a machine. And even the machine has a programmer that you're not going to have some bias in some way. And so when you, the old phrase, what was the fox? When we report, you decide, hey, we don't have any biases here.
Yeah, they reported and I decided they were lying, Kirk. That's how it worked for me.
Yeah, and we see it so often.
And if you believe the Glenn Beck story, those are the people that basically said, Glenn, quit talking about God, and Glenn was out. And you know what? And I hope that story's true, and I don't blame Glenn. That personally happened to me as well, Kurt. I know about that a little bit. That velvet hammer comes down pretty hard. And I don't know if Glenn's telling the truth. Some are saying Glenn's dishonest about that. He just wanted to please the Christians, so he said that. I don't know the truth. I'm just going to say it's true till I know otherwise. And I'm telling you, I believe it's true because it personally happened to me. Now, the headline says, Americans' trust in media remains at historic low. Gallup.com. That's the Gallup poll people, Kurt. I mean, this is just too much for them to ignore now. And when we start talking and telling the tale of Liberty, Americans are pretty smart. When they get the who, what, when, where, why of a story, they can bust out and focus on the truth and hold these media people accountable for their actions. That's what's going on. All right, another story to switch to that I find interesting, to say the least, as well, Kurt. I got this from the Daily Ken. DailyKen.com is the website. Worldly Southern Baptist Convention repudiates Confederate flag. The overwhelmingly white Southern Baptist Convention hypocritically voted this week to repudiate the display of the Confederate flag. So now they're basically saying that the flag is racist, homophobic, bigoted, etc., and the whole Southern Baptist Convention on board to shut down the Confederate flag. Kurt, you want to respond to this? This to me is just beyond belief.
So you're saying that basically, if you're going to sum up this story, you know, the white, what do they call it? Worldly Baptist
Convention.
Yeah, that's
Ken's headline. Yeah, he's basically saying, hey, they're leaving their Christianity. It's not about Christianity anymore. It's just about political correctness and just about attacking white people and just about rejecting historical realities. And they're not really interested in godly things anymore. They're just interested in attack and abuse and manipulation of history.
Well, I don't expect it. All the Baptists are that way.
We're talking about the leadership in the convention, and there's a lot of Baptist friends that we have that would say that the leadership of the convention is kind of off the rails when it comes to their understanding of their own religion. So I'm not attacking Baptists in any way. What we're telling you, though, is this convention now acts like the Confederate flag is the enemy. I think whether you like the flag or not isn't the point. It's a reality check in our history about who we are, what we stood for, and all good things should be embraced, and all bad things should be rejected. An example is we should embrace states' rights. They're valuable and important. That was a serious issue for the South. However, we should always reject slavery. Okay, we got to just call it right when it's right, wrong when it's wrong, all the way down the line, Kurt. Just be clear, it isn't about people, it's about issues. And when the Southern Baptists try to make that flag a racist icon, it's dishonest, Kurt. That's not what it means in the minds of many Southern people. They don't just run around and think it's my slave flag or my racist flag or my... That's not at all what the historical reality is for these people. It represents the suffering of their ancestors. It represents the cause to protect state rights, meaning the proper role of government in their minds. Now, you can agree or disagree with that. That isn't the point. The point is, tying that flag to a racist ideology is absolutely manipulation of historical reality. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Liberty Roundtable Live continues, Sam and Kurt. So what I'm saying to you is I'm not attacking the Baptist religion. I'm just saying the leadership is, in my opinion, taking the Confederate flag, turning it into a symbol that the mainstream and certain segments of our society want it to be a representation basically of evil in a perverted historical context, etc. Kurt, that's kind of my problem here. You know what? You can debate whether you like the Confederate flag or not, whether you agree with the ideologies or not, but to just make it a racist, bigoted, homophobic flag and attack all those who may have reverence for it or historical reasons to appreciate that flag, I see the truth here. It's about states' rights. We need to always embrace what's good, reject what's bad. Every time, Kurt, right down the line, I don't care about people. It's about principle and about issues here. And so I reject slavery openly. I think it's wrong. No one should ever enslave another, not even the IRS. They enslave me every day. Okay, but we need to stop that and say, look, what's the historical context of this? How do we keep history front and center in our minds so that we don't repeat the negatives in history? But to change history and to attack and to label and to manipulate the reality on this thing, I think is at the least dishonest. So there you go, Kurt. But it's interesting that they're overwhelmingly white up there on the convention's board too, Kurt. Any other thoughts on this one?
You know, it's interesting to me too that I've probably never seen more of the Southern flags than I have, you know, in the past than I have lately, that they now get some attack, I guess you could say, on it. And you know, I saw one yesterday, you know, this pickup truck had a nice U.S. flag, you know, flying in the back of it along with one of the Confederate flags. And I suppose we're supposed to just all, you know, shriek in horror when they go by. But I thought, man, those flags look nice flying along there, you know.
Yeah, and I think we need to put them in the proper context in terms of what they really mean. By the way, James Edwards, when he responded, he was kind of for a second, he sounded quite out of it, and then he said he had to go with a family emergency. It turns out, he said, I could mention this on the air, that there's a death in the family. Oh. And he just heard about it, and his wife came in crying her eyes out about it. And anyway, I don't want to get into the family details. I don't believe it's my prerogative. Nevertheless, but there was legitimately a reason that James had to go immediately. So he said he loves everyone, and he'd love to be back soon, but he's going to be with his wife at this time. See, right where a good, honest family man ought to be, huh, Kurt?
Imagine that, Sam, you know.
Crazy, huh?
I mean, you know, he's supposed to be, he's supposed to be having to go to a Ku Klux Klan meeting or something like that. I mean, according to the, Detroit News?
You see, they're just crazy, though, Kurt. And that's the problem with this. They lose credibility so fast when they do that kind of stuff. But here's the problem. They insist on doing that. Listen, I've talked to these media people for literally hours. And I'll talk to them and explain our views and our beliefs and why we think what we think. For about an hour when I get done, they're like, so you're a racist too? I'm like, what? Wait a minute. Didn't we just talk all about... Yeah, but you agree with James, right? Well, agree with James on what? I mean, I agree with James on a lot of things, absolutely. I don't agree with James on everything. I don't agree with my co-host, Kurt, on everything. We're humans, people. I'm not so sure that I even agree with my wife on everything. Sometimes she's smarter than me, and it takes me a little bit of time to figure it out, and then I end up agreeing with her. But all I'm telling you is that, you know what? It's just, it's race baiting. It's these statements that manipulate. It's crazy. All right, enough of that. But Americans' trust in the media at an all, well, at a historical low, says Gallup. All right, Kurt, Dateline, California, 2+ million, quote, unprocessed ballots, huh?
Well, you know, don't worry about that, Sam. I mean, there's nothing to worry about here. I mean, in America, where we change power and, you know, with ballots instead of bullets, apparently they made a little mistake just didn't get some of these done. It's a Liberty News Daily piece. They say following the statewide presidential primary in California, more than 2.5 million ballots were left uncounted. Los Angeles and San Diego counties accounted for the largest number of uncounted votes. A significant portion of that total were what they call provisional ballots, designated for voters whose registration couldn't be immediately validated on the day of the primary. That's what the LA Times is reporting. And yet, I haven't seen any more follow-up on this. Have you, Sam?
Well, I just don't know if voting matters when they do this kind of stuff, Kurt.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? As long as they get the answer they want, like in California, they wanted Hillary to, you know, be the one to be able to win.
The anointed one, yeah.
I didn't see Bernie saying anything about, well, what about the 2.5 million ballots they didn't count?
But see, I don't think Bernie even cares, Kurt.
Well, I agree.
Bernie knows he's already lost this thing, partly because Hillary's so popular, but partly because there's fraud involved.
Yeah, he's played the role that he was supposed to play,
I
believe.
I agree. And so he doesn't really care about that. What he wants to do is garner enough support to have his influence later down the road. There's always political favors. There's always, you know, benefits down the line for these people. That's why they do what they do. But 2 million unprocessed ballots in California primary, right? And I look at this and I say, isn't anybody going to focus on the fraud here and the problem here? But see, that's why they might as well just have Donald pick Hillary, Kurt, as his VP. They're all good friends up there anyway. And you know what? We don't even need an election that way. Then no one could claim fraud, Kurt.
Right? Isn't that amazing, huh, Sam?
All right. Why are so many bankers committing suicide, Kurt? You wanted me to bring this up, right?
You know, I haven't heard... I was just surprised when I saw this story. I mean, you have to look, hard to find something like this, and yet you'd think... If there were this many, according to this news story, there were like 40 or so different deaths in the banking world over this. Yeah, let's see.
The banking world's not even caught up to the Clintons yet, Kurt.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. But anyway, they say, at least 40 bankers have killed themselves in the 17-month period starting in March 2013 in the wake of the global banking scandal. Let's see. Wait a minute. I thought the the Great Recession was 2008.
It was.
I thought we were all finished with any problems in the financial world, Sam. I mean, you know, that was all over. But they do point out a number of high-powered bankers who, like one guy, he took a leap, and basically landed flat on his face or whatever from quite a few stories up. They said that, I guess, he was even seen moving for a while. So a couple of people kind of checked on him, but then he went ahead and assumed, as Rush Limbaugh would say, room temperature. Wouldn't it be nice, Sam, just imagine if in the banking world they used honest money and there wasn't so many of these, I guess you could say, questionable things that could go on in there. They say 2 years ago the mystery of the banker suicides hit New York City. One guy named Charles Gambino.
So, Kurt, 41. I got a question. Are these guys really committing suicide, or are these guys just getting Arkansas-ed?
Well,
in other words, I think these guys are getting murdered. I don't think it's a suicide at all, folks, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's the way I'd read it, Sam. But, you know, they talk about the different guys who,
have you ever heard dead bankers don't talk, Kurt? I think that's the issue here.
Yeah, that's exactly what the point is, Sam, as far as I can see. But what I want to ask, Sam, even though you and I were able to find this story, you know, with our massive research team, have you heard anybody else talk about this?
Heck no, dude, they don't want to talk about this at all. It's just too concerning for these people. I mean, you know, they'd rather talk about the latest sex craze or something like that. You see what I mean?
Well, that's right. There's a story about
now,
that.
Now, you need to. I don't know if I dare use this term in this case, but usually what they say is you tease a topic and then you take your break and then you come back and drill into it. Right? That's how you're supposed to do radio. That's what the big boys teach you. I don't necessarily think we ought to use those terms when it comes to this next piece, right, Kurt?
Yeah. Good point. Anyway, it's a whole new way of...
Guy's name is Ari Nagel, or Nigel? Nagel?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Ari Nagel is his name. I guess he's a professor. So you know this is a high-minded story, to say the least.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now,
sure.
Let's just say this. The guy has sired 22 children and growing. The details are off the charts crazy. Kurt has them, if you can stick with us for the next hour. How's that? If not, you're just simply going to miss out. What can I say? By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey. If you want raw honey directly delivered to your door, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. You say, hey, Kurt, I need some of that raw honey delivered to my door, and he'll take good care of you. Become a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com, and you'll get a discount as well. 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up. This nation shall endure.